it's exactly 3:30 on Wednesday's Drive. I'm on my best behaviour now, as I'm joined in the studio by a representative from one of our advertisers. Good afternoon. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Charlie, my name's Andy Pinedo. I'm from a company called Crystal Communications. We're based in Essex. We're a telecoms company.
As we all know, because we've been playing your advert now for many months.
Very good, very good. I hope the listeners are enjoying the adverts. And also, get a chance to give us a call to save you some money.
So what is Crystal Communication Solutions doing? I'm guessing you're in the telephone business.
We are now. The telecommunications industry, a very big company in terms of communications, because communications itself can mean telecommunications within a business, or it could mean telecommunications as in mobiles. Now, as you probably know, telecommunications or communications started from back in the days where people used to send faxes, letters, emails, WhatsApp, Messenger, or even as young people nowadays, they send messages via Snapchat. But we are into the voice communications.
Okay, so it's those like those Cisco phones you see on office desks.
Yeah, in fact, in any offices you go to, you'll see a phone on the desk. That is a business communication. However, times have changed, where years ago you used to have a system within your office, located in your office, with loads of handsets, telephones, all connected to this box. Nowadays, we don't need a box. We just need internet.
So much cheaper, less things to go wrong, I guess, as well.
Definitely. It is also the new technology, which is called SIP, or Hosted Solution, or IP as well.
SIP's a bit like Skype, isn't it, in a way?
Skype originally came out with an IP solution. So you've got SIP, which is you don't need telephone lines into your building. You can use your internet for your telephone lines. So if a business, in fact, every business has an internet provider, every home has an internet, so you can technically use a IP handset for your telephone lines.
So it's a telephone that doesn't have a normal telephone plug on it, but it has an RJ45 that goes into your router.
Very impressed.
Connector.
You know what an RJ45 is. Yes, correct. So your telephone is technically plugged in to the back of your router.
Okay, and how do you pay for the calls? How do you get from your handset to the person you want to speak to? That's obviously where you come in, I'm guessing, as a provider.
Correct. So you have your internet provider will provide you a data service, data circuit. And within that data circuit, it's compressed. So you have voice that's going down the data circuit. You've also got data traffic, so you use for, I don't know, streaming, any streaming stuff. But you've also got a voice bandwidth as well. So that voice bandwidth is where your telephone or your voice traffic goes down to make calls. Then it goes into this big wide web and then gets connected to wherever.
Now, back in the days, we had just BT, and then Virgin, or is it Telewest, I think it was back in the day, came
along.
It was
actually Mercury Communication.
Mercury. I remember something called, there was something that had a dish on your house. Was it Ionica? Do you remember that?
Ionica.
The phone service in the air. It was like a square satellite dish.
Oh, right, okay. Right. There was a thing called Rabbit.
Okay.
It was a square little device, like a satellite receiver. But what you had to do at that time was stand next to that device to make phone calls.
Okay.
And when you stood there, you had to stand there for probably about 15, 20 minutes just making your phone calls to someone else who's got this device next to them as well. Now, if you didn't have that device, you couldn't make a phone call. Pretty much like Vodafone came out many years ago with these big mobile phones. Don't know if you remember them. Very big. They were brick-looking. Yep. Mobile phone. But you know, the world's changed from a mobile phone to a smartphone. So you haven't got just a phone that makes phone calls. You have a phone that does a voice phone call. It does a camera. It does email.
That's the thing about phones, is usually the telephone talking to people side of it is the last thing you worry about when you look at a phone. You look at, how many megapixels has the camera got? Has it got 5G? Has it got 5 gig Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Never mind the fact that you can dial a number and call someone, or, you know, get a pizza. You can do that through an app now.
It's all changed. I mean, nowadays, kids are using their mobile for many different devices, but they're using it more for the data side rather than the voice side. If you look at most communications nowadays when it comes to mobiles, people are using WhatsApp, Snapchat, whatever social media to communicate to people rather than physically talking. Whereas on the telephone side, within business, you still need a telephone handset to talk to people, to communicate.
And how expensive is one of these handsets compared to the sort of thing you'd plug into a BT socket?
With a BT socket, you need a line. Mm-hmm. With what we do, which is called hosted solution, you don't need a physical telephone line. What you do need is, once you've got internet service within the office, you can then have handsets plugged into it, depending on your bandwidth, obviously. And then you can then use your telephones, using your telephone calls over your internet without having to use a physical BT line or telephone line.
So with a conventional phone, you have to have an extension run along the wall, around the skirting board, over the door.
Yep.
Just to go into the place where your new desk is. But when it comes to these internet ones, can they work off Wi-Fi?
They don't work off Wi-Fi. However, funny you should say that. You have a device. So if you've got a handset, you've got a desk phone, you can then do what's called twinning as well. So your phone on your desk or at home will ring the same time as your mobile.
Okay.
So you never miss a call.
That's very useful.
Very useful for people on the go, for small business who's unable or able to lock up their offices or their business for 10 minutes, but never to lose their phone calls, never to miss a call.
Because we were talking off air about SIP lines and the fact that you can register with any SIP provider, have a local number that relates to the area you do business in. But you could be in a hotel room in America, or you could be on the train going to Manchester or something, and you can still take that phone call as long as you've got the data connection.
Correct. Well, I know one supplier of ours who actually went away, went to the Caribbean, took a IP handset with him, plugged it in, didn't miss a phone call, and no one knew where he was. The only disadvantage was when he got phone calls, the time difference was 9 hours. So, it's got its good side, but it's got its downside as well. But you know, for saving money, IP hosted services is the way forward for small business.
So is there a threshold for when you say small business? Could it just be one or two people working out of a rented office? Could it be a company of 100 people on a floor?
Yes, it can be, depending, again, on the broadband within that business. So depending on your broadband speed, depending on the size of the broadband, it will be dependent on the amount of users you can have.
Okay, and for those who are listening and might be interested in having their telecoms overhauled or looked at, and just have some friendly advice about where they can go next, how can we get in contact with your company, Andy?
Well, you can call us on 0330 660 0120, or you can listen to the ads when the ads are played. You'll get more information from there, or visit the website as well, www.crystalcommunication.co.uk, and I'm sure one of our friendly advisors will be able to assist you in whatever help you need.
Andy from Crystal Communication, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you. Just want to also say whilst we're on, and taking the opportunity to say good afternoon to all the staff down at Crystal Communications, also to Select Service.
I was going to say, would you like to do some shout-outs while you were here? Because you said that you've got all the office listening in, haven't you?
Yeah, I have indeed. I have Bipin, Dennis, Keely, Nathaniel, Paul, Dave, and also Nathaniel as well, which I said twice, but there you go. Guys, howdy-do.